The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Rufus Allen from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the Arts Access newsletter, the North Carolina Symphony, a notice from the Primetime Players, the Pinecone Traditional Review events, and the events from the Independent Weekly Calendar. To start, the Arts Access newsletter. Get your tickets now for three shows the weekend. Coming up, Distracted, Hello Dolly, and Puss in Boots. Another way to find out what's coming up is to call the Arts Access phone line at 919-833-9919. That's 919-833-9919. The schedule of upcoming audio-described events are as follows. On Friday, May 13th at 8 p.m., Distracted, the Raleigh Ensemble Players. On Saturday, May 14th at 2 p.m., Hello Dolly, the North Carolina Theater. On Saturday, May 14th at 3 p.m., Puss in Boots, the Cary Players. Sunday, May 22nd at 2 p.m., A Midsummer Night's Dream, the Carolina Ballet. On Sunday, June 26th at 2 p.m., Home, the Justice Theater Project, Clare Hall, St. Francis of Assisi Church. The Arts Access again cautions that shows are selling out and to reserve your seat well in advance. Again, the number for Arts Access is 919-833-9919. That's 833-9919. Moving to the notices from the North Carolina Symphony. The first is North Carolina Symphony's anniversary performance of Mahler's Ninth, headlines Final Composer Portraits Concert, a Grant Llewellyn Masterclass for Mahler's masterpiece, May 12th through 14th. North Carolina Symphony Music Director Grant Llewellyn offers North Carolina audiences an exclusive guided tour through one of the monumental achievements in all of music, Gustav Mahler's Ninth Symphony, as the orchestra concludes the 2010-2011 Duke Medicine Classical Series with composer portraits Mahler. The concerts begin in Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on Thursday, May 12th. Weekend performances follow at Mimondi Concert Hall and downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, May 13th through 14th. All three concerts begin at 8 o'clock p.m. There's probably no single composer for symphony orchestras who has so stretched the medium, and ever more so than in the Ninth Symphony, says Llewellyn. We picked Mahler for our composer portrait because there couldn't be a closer relationship with a piece and a composer in his last days. The Ninth Symphony was his farewell to the world. The program, the fourth and final entry in the Symphony Celebrated Composer Portrait Series, commemorates almost to the day the 100th year since the great composer's death. Llewellyn opens the performance with a personal onstage exploration of Mahler's style and impact as a visionary composer before the orchestra performs the complete show-stopping Ninth. Written between 1908 and 1910, the Ninth Symphony is one of the most fabled pieces in the canon, as much for the circumstances surrounding its composition as the vivid poignancy of its music. The superstitious Mahler was always wary of composing a Ninth Symphony, feeling it signaled the end of a composer's life. Beethoven, Schubert, Bruckner, Dvorak had all died before beginning a Tenth Symphony. Mahler himself was coping with the triple misfortune of his forced resignation from the Vienna Opera, the death of his beloved daughter Maria, and the diagnosis of a terminal heart condition, all in 1907. These circumstances inspired him to put on paper one of the greatest and most captivating realizations of emotion in any art form. The music of the Ninth Symphony grew to be a tragically moving and noble epitome of the farewell feeling, wrote Mahler's protege Bruno Walter. A unique soaring between farewell sadness and a vision of heavenly light, it lifts the symphony into an atmosphere of celestial bliss. Details, the Grant Llewellyn offers an even more intimate analysis of the composer, as well as an inside look at how a composer prepares for so daunting a challenge with a talk, a portrait of Gustav Mahler, the man, the music, the Ninth. That actually took place on May 11th. But there is a pre-concert discussion today to be held with Dr. Letitia Glauser at UNC Chapel Hill's Jared Hall. That happened on May 12th. There will be a talk with Dr. Tom Koch in the lobby of the Mimondi Concert Hall today, Friday, May 13th at 7 o'clock p.m. Audience members can also meet the creative mind behind the concert at Meet the Audience, or Meet the Artist, hosted by WUNC's Catherine Brand, in the lobby of Mimondi Concert Hall on Saturday, May 14th at 6 p.m. Tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series Raleigh performances of composer Portraits Mahler on Friday, Saturday, May 13th through 14th range from $30 to $60, with $30 tickets for seniors and $10 tickets for students. The Mimondi Concert Hall is located in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 2 East South Street in Raleigh. For tickets, program notes, podcasts, or just to get to know your symphony musicians, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org. Call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. That number again is 919-733-2750. Or toll free at 877-627-6724. The North Carolina Symphony presents its Young All-Stars, presenting Mozart, Poulenc, and Haydn on May 15th. After conducting countless education concerts across North Carolina, Grant Llewellyn is used to taking the podium in front of young, eager students. This month, those students will also be holding the instruments. The North Carolina Symphony's Young All-Stars present their spring concert at Eden Street United Methodist Church in Raleigh on Sunday, May 15th at 2 p.m. Conducted by Llewellyn, the North Carolina Symphony's celebrated music director, the program features two legends of classical music with Mozart's Serenade No. 12 and a commanding finale in Haydn's London Symphony. In between Eden Street Church, organist Joshua Dumbleton shows off one of the church's crowning features, a Lotonneau Opus No. 112 organ that, with over 5,000 pipes, is the largest pipe organ in eastern North Carolina. He joins the orchestra for Poulenc's Organ Concerto in G minor. Selected by audition, the 38 middle and high school-aged musicians that make up the All-Stars are from throughout the Triangle and as far away as Fayetteville. The group, now concluding its second year, meets for just a week of rehearsals before each performance. Guided by Llewellyn in partnership with the Triangle's Philharmonic Association and its music director, Hugh Partridge, the Young All-Stars hold two public performances each year. Tickets for the Young All-Star Spring Concert on Sunday, May 15th are $10 and available online at www.ncsymphony.org and at the door. Edenton Street United Methodist Church is located at 228 West Edenton Street in downtown Raleigh. On May 16th, the North Carolina Symphony is offering chamber music the way it was meant to be heard. North Carolina Symphony's pub series concludes with dinner at Buku. A couple offers taste of cutting-edge music with works by Reich, Arvo Pärt, and Joel Hoffman. Two musicians offer a unique sampling of 20th century music in the intimate setting of downtown Raleigh's hotspot Buku, Monday, May 16th, in the final concert in the North Carolina Symphony's 2010-2011 pub series. Symphony violinist Karen Strittmatter Galvin takes the stage with her husband percussionist Sean Galvin for program from the cutting edge of composition. Dinner service at Buku begins at 6 p.m., with the concert starting at 8 o'clock p.m. Sean opens the concert by performing both parts of Nagoya Marimbas, a duet by pioneering American composer Steve Reich. The second part will play via the computer, he explains, and I will play the other part live. He then aims to create a backdrop with an interesting sound for Karen to interact with on Arvo Pärt's evocative Fratres, originally written for violin and piano, but adapted by the composer for multiple unlikely pairings. Karen is featured on solo violin in that piece before joining with Sean for the concert's closer, Joel Hoffman's Three Oranges. Premiered in 2006, the duet, subtitled A Concise Work in Three Movements for Violin and Marimba, nicely rounds out the evening's theme. Combining musical selections rarely heard in any setting, played to perfection by professional musicians, and combined with great atmosphere and even better food, the Symphony's Pub series has become a staple for many music lovers in the Triangle area. This edition highlights a menu inspired by food from the pushcarts of vendors and cities around the globe. Locally owned and operated, Buku strives to convey the immediate thrill a traveler feels when first encountering foods within a new culture. An all-inclusive ticket price of $60 covers both dinner and the performance. Pub series events frequently sell out. Audience members are encouraged to purchase tickets now. Buku is located in downtown Raleigh at 110 East Davy Street. For more information, visit www.ncsymphony.org/pub. For tickets, program notes, podcasts, or just to get to know your symphony musicians, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org. Call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. That's 877-627-6724. Next from the North Carolina Symphony, The Moon, the Stars, the Lake, the Music, Summer Magic provided by your North Carolina Symphony. The North Carolina Symphony's popular outdoor concerts will return on May 28th as the 2011 edition of the Rex Healthcare Summerfest series brings great music for relaxed outdoor listening to Cary's Cocoa Booth Amphitheater at Regency Park. This summer marks the 26th anniversary of performances at Regency Park and the orchestra's 11th season in the spectacular Lakeside Pavilion built by the town of Cary. All concerts begin at 7:30 p.m., but you can bring your picnic and blanket or lawn chairs as early as 5 o'clock p.m. and enjoy the beautiful surroundings before the music begins. Children 12 and under are admitted free, so hearing the symphony at Booth Amphitheater is a beautiful bargain. Some of music's most exciting offerings, as well as costume contests, instrument zoos for the kids, games, prizes, fireworks, and so much more, make these evening performances under the pines a special treat for everyone in your family. Let the North Carolina Symphony turn your summer nights, Saturday nights, into summer Saturday fun. The season gets underway with Summertime, Summertime, featuring Play with the Pros, our popular annual Summerfest kickoff concert, May 28th. Enjoy the evening as the Triangle's most talented amateur instrumentalists join forces with North Carolina Symphony musicians in a blockbuster program featuring Shostakovich's Festive Overture and Dvorak's Beautiful and Rustic Eighth Symphony. On June 4, hold on to your picnic basket as music director Grant Llewellyn takes you around the world in 80 minutes. This journey across the globe features music you love from the United Kingdom, Austria, Italy, Russia, the Far East, and more, and of course, the USA. Enhancing the experience will be guest vocalist Rhiannon Giddens-Laufen, lead singer of the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops. On June 11th, resident conductor William Henry Curry leads the orchestra in the Pines of Rome, one of the most delightful Summerfest classical programs ever. In a salute to music inspired by the natural world, the orchestra will perform Respighi's Glorious Pines of Rome, Grauffe's evocative Grand Canyon Suite, who can forget that menacing thunderstorm section, and Rimsky-Korsakov's dizzying Flight of the Bumblebee. On June 18th, guest conductor Martin Hermann brings us Live and Let Die, the music of Paul McCartney. Featuring uncanny McCartney look and sound alike Tony Kishman, this will be an unforgettable evening of great Beatles favorites like Band on the Run, Maybe I'm Amazed, and much more in a fantastic tribute to one of the greatest rock and rollers of all time. Swan Lake at Symphony Lake will dazzle concertgoers on June 25. Tchaikovsky's iconic piano concerto was performed for the first time in Cocoa Booth Amphitheater by prodigiously talented Conrad Tau, who is lighting up the classical world at just 16 years of age. Selections from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, it is hoped, will please both the audience and actual swans on Symphony Lake, located next to the amphitheater. As always, we'll be at Regency Park for July 4th for a free concert featuring all the excitement and fireworks of the Triangle's best Independence Day celebration. This patriotic program features all the stirring music you love to hear on the nation's birthday, along with the best pyrotechnical display in the triangle provided by the town of Cary. On July 9th, help us salute those colorful seagoing scalawags of yore and pirates. We encourage you to don an eye patch, tri-cornered hat, striped shirt, buccaneer boots, or whatever pirate gear you may have lying about, and enjoy music from the Flying Dutchman, the Pirates of Penzance, Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean, Laurel and Dorset's Bloody Blackbeard, and more. Practice your R, mates, and keep a close watch on your doubloons. We'll finish out the Summerfest season on July 16th with the extraordinary trio Time for Three. Violinist Zachary Dupreux and Nicholas Kendall and bassist Raynan Mayer absolutely wowed our audience with their blazing skills on New Year's Eve 2008. Don't miss this self-described classically trained garage band in a great program of jazz, blues, and bluegrass-infused music. It will be a memorable night of music under the stars and the perfect way to end your summer of fun and entertainment with the North Carolina Symphony. You'll still be talking about it when the autumn winds start to blow. General admission lawn seating to Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series concerts is $25 to $30 in advance, $30 to $35 at the door. Covered tabled seating is also available for $30 to $35 in advance, $35 to $40 at the door. Children 12 and under are admitted free to all Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series concerts. The Independence Day concert is free and open to the public. Cocoa Booth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Parkway, just off the intersection of US 1 and US 64 Tryon Road in Cary. Food and beverages, including beer and wine, are allowed on the grounds. For tickets, program notes, podcasts, or just to get to know your symphony musicians, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org. Call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. That's 919-733-2750. Or toll free at 877-627-6724. And finally, the North Carolina Symphony presents Rock Orchestra Spectacle, The Music of Queen, on July 14th. Tickets went on sale May 2nd. This summer, the North Carolina Symphony joins forces with conductor-arranger Brent Havens, vocalist Brody Dolinook, and a full rock band to break down the boundaries between classic rock and classical music with the music of Queen. The one-night-only symphonic rock spectacle takes place at Mamondi Concert Hall and downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Thursday, July 14th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets go on sale Monday, May 2nd at 10 p.m. at www.ncsymphony.org or by calling North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. That's 919-733-2750 or toll-free 877-627-6724. That's 877-627-6724. Tickets can also be purchased at Ticketmaster.com at 1-800-745-3000. That's 1-800-745-3000. Presented by Winburn Music, The Music of Queen features Berkeley-trained arranger, conductor Brent Havens, leading your North Carolina Symphony in show-stopping Queen classics like Bohemian Rhapsody, We Are the Champions, and Another One Bites the Dust, along with all of the essential rarities. Well, that concludes for the North Carolina Symphony portion. There is a notice from the Primetime Players. Primetime Players present the second annual Play Festival, four funny short works by local playwrights, and a musical interact. On Friday, June 3rd at 2 p.m., or Saturday, June 4th at 2 p.m., the Primetime Players will perform at the Seymour Center at 2551 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The telephone number is 968-2070. Again, that number is 968-2070. The four plays that will be presented are Idiots Abroad by Steve Gallagher, which tells of a husband and wife lost somewhere in Germany. The second play is Tall Tales by David Freeman. It's a contest between three actresses over who can tell the best fish story. The third play, in I Smell Thought Police by Don Quiet, a woman fears she is suspected of being an enemy agent. And the fourth play is The Hometown of the Meister King of Burnt Orange by Jean Alston. It's Elflin, North Carolina, where the king is a royal pain, especially to his wife and daughter. Two goddesses intercede to solve his problem. Tickets for this event are $7 and payable at the door. Again, the primetime players will be presenting on Friday, June 3rd at 2 p.m., Saturday, June 4th at 2 p.m. at the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Moving to the Pinecone Traditional Review, there are a few events to highlight for you. The Bluegrass Music Camps for Youth, Monday, June 27th through Friday, July 1st, 2011. See four tracks, guitar, fiddle, mandolin, and banjo at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center, 119 Ambassador Loop in Cary, North Carolina. Registration is $121, $93 for Pinecone members. This week-long day camp program will culminate in a free public performance on Friday night, June 1st, featuring students from the camp and Chuck and the Wagoneers. For information, visit the Town of Cary website at www.townofcary.org or call 919-460-4963. That number again is 919-460-4963. Save the date of July 1st to come hear the students perform with the Shady Grove Band as part of Cary's Starlight Concert Series. The concert will be free and open to the public. The second concert, Sprout Wings and Fly, that happened on Mother's Day, and that already happened. But on Saturday, May 14th at 3 p.m., the North Carolina Songwriters Co-op Showcase featuring Nixon, Blevins and Gage, Tubby Ridge, Ace and T-Bone. Part of the Pinecone Summer Series at Sertoma Amphitheater, Bond Park at 801 High House Road in Cary. The rain site is the Kiwanis Shelter at Bond Park, 801 High House Road in Cary. The event is free and open to the public. Songwriting is almost as old as language itself, and songwriting is a vital component of traditional and folk music. While instrumental music speaks its own language, lyrics allow the audience to sing along and to relate to words and stories being shared. So, for Pinecone to partner with the North Carolina Songwriters Co-op seemed like a natural connection. And it is our pleasure to present three groups as part of a songwriter showcase to highlight the importance of songwriting in traditional music. We hope you will join us for this special concert as we kick off our third season with the Town of Cary. Again, it is the North Carolina Songwriters Co-op Showcase on Saturday, May 14th at 3 p.m. The concert is free and open to the public, so bring your family, friends, and snacks. And we look forward to seeing you there. In addition, coming up on Friday, May 13th through Saturday, May 14th, there is a Celtic festival at Bethabara Park in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The telephone number there is 336-924-8191. On Wednesday, May 18th, Bruce Emery and David McKnight perform at Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. The number is 919-833-8898. That number again is 919-833-8898. On Thursday, May 19th, Tommy Edwards, Alice Zincone, and Rick LaFleur perform at the Blue Note Grill in Durham, North Carolina. The telephone number is 919-401-1979. Again, that's 919-401-1979. 1979. Finally, we'll some events listed in the Independent Weekly's calendar. A few outside events. Family Fun Stream In Day, Saturday, May 14th from 1 to 4 p.m. The Eno River Association event with critter catching and informal music, Eno River State Park, 6101 Coal Mill Road in Durham. The number is 383-1686. Again, that number is 383-1686. The Piper Cox Open House is on Saturday, May 21st from 2 through 4 p.m. Tour Historic House with Park Naturalist to learn about pioneer life in the early 1800s. That event is at the Eno River State Park, 6101 Coal Mill Road in Durham. The number is 383-1686. There's a pet and animal rescue going on. Go Green and Save Green adoption promotion. Through May 31st, reduced adoption fees of $30 for pre-owned pets. SPCA Curtis Dale Pet Adoption Center, 200 Pet Finder Lane in Raleigh. The number is 772-2326. Again, that number is 772-2326. A few lectures coming up. Al Pacino on Friday, May 20th. The legendary actor shares stories from his life and film, shows rare clips, and performs one-man scenes. The cost is $75 and up. At the Durham Performing Arts Center, 123 Vivian Street. For tickets, call 680-2787. Again, that number is 680-2787. Another lecture, Maybury Modernism, North Carolina's Modernist Legacy. On Wednesday, May 11th, through 7 through 9 p.m. with Triangle Modernist Homes founder George Smart, the event is free, 870-4000. It will be held at the North Regional Library, 7009 Harps Mill Road in Raleigh. So You're Not a Geek, Computer Skills for the Rest of Us. Wednesday, May 18th at noon, free lunchtime seminar with experts from the Computer Cellar, held at the Regulator Bookshop, 720 9th Street in Durham. The number is 286-2700. Again, that number is 286-2700. A few literary-related events. Eddie Nickens on Monday, May 16th at 7 p.m., 1,000 Bylines to Nowhere with the Raleigh-based editor-at-large for Field and Stream. The event is free and will be held at King's Barcade at 14 West Martin Street in Raleigh. The number is 345-3454. Again, that number is 345-3454. And to close, we've got two special events coming up. Stitende May, Norwegian Constitution Day, is Saturday, May 14th at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Friends of Scandinavia event at Apex Community Park, 2200 Laura Duncan Road. That's 619-5950. The number again is 619-5950. To close, there's a Taste of Italy on Sunday, May 15th from 7 through 9 p.m. The number 403-0432. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Rufus Allen, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long, until next time.